CSN. The latest from Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
Some lover steal your heart, or did the full moon make him mad? Oh, Captain, why these speechless sea that never come to land? Oh, I need to understand. Open up the gates of the church and let me out of here. Too many people have lied in the name of Christ for anyone to heed the call. Too many people have died in the name of Christ, and I can't believe it all. And now I'm standing on the grave of a soldier that died in 1799. And the day he died, it was a birthday, and I noticed it was mine. And my head didn't know just who I was, and I was spinning back in time. And I am high up on the altar, high up on the altar,
W4 album hour for this morning, halfway through the CS and NLP, brand new from Crosby, Stills, and Nash. Should be at your favorite record counter sometime next week. Here's side two. Side one.
Seventh Day, the radio station being ABX, and I was all side one from John Barleycorn, Must Die, coming from traffic. What you heard on that side was Glad, the little jazz-influenced instrumental, as it is. Freedom Rider and Empty Pages, okay? If you're a runaway and you need help, and I imagine if you are a runaway and you're out in the rain, you need some help, call the National Runaway Switchboard toll-free and hassle-free at 800-621-4000. We'll carry on. We'll go on to the next side, and I guess King Biscuit will be following it, I would imagine, or else it'll start at 12, throw some filler in. But it's onward on the seventh day. Side two of John Barleycorn, Must Die, coming from traffic.
Hi, this is Bob Seger. When I recorded my first record, East Side Story, in 1965, there was no such thing as a rock and roll FM station. With the advent of stations like WABX, one of the pioneers in the entire country, rock bands like mine were given the first forum for album airplay. The Silver Bullet Band and I congratulate WABX for its 10 years of fine, uncompromised performance and are looking forward to another great 10 years.
Thus ends another Seventh Day program from WABX, Detroit's original rock and roll radio station. And the Kinks finishing it up tonight. One for the road, and it's a double live set. Side four is Till the End of the Day, Celluloid Heroes, You Really Got Me, Victoria, and David Watts. The Kinks. One more from the... that's Lynyrd Skynyrd. One for the road, the Kinks. The next Seventh Day program, of course, next Sunday at 7 o'clock, promptly at 7, and seven more albums in their entirety a week from tonight. Next, we've got the BBC Rock Hour featuring Steve Forbert. Stay tuned for that. And let me give you the address once again. If you have a suggestion for the Seventh Day program, just address it to the Seventh Day in care of ABX, 20760 Coolidge, Detroit, Michigan, 48237. 20760 Coolidge, Detroit, 48237. I'm Brian Babbitt. Talk to you next Sunday at 7. The BBC Rock Hour is next on ABX.
This is Richard Skinner in London with the BBC Rock Hour, the best in music from the British live music scene. This Rock Hour, we've got a live set from the young American singer-songwriter Steve Forbert. Steve was born and raised in Meridian, Mississippi, but more recently moved to New York. In this show, you'll hear songs from his two hit albums, Alive on Arrival and Jackrabbit Slim. The concert was recorded during Steve's recent British tour at the University of Lancaster in the north of England. So let's join the student audience as they welcome on stage Steve Forbert.
Was something going wrong? I hope you got it straightened out all right. everything's so fast. I hear your brother married once again. Maybe best of luck with love and try to have some fun. I'll tell you this, great life can always end. I'm gonna say she's a fool for loving me, yeah, but she's in love and loves her for me. State of mind, all right. I'm smiling from a for a drive, feel a whistle blowing breeze gone flying by. Mirrors on the moon, echoing the sun. She's just a touch of madness in my eye. Please don't mention rain. Please don't talk of trains. Please don't mention the buildings burning down. Everybody here seeming like to laugh. You just have the time of just a going down the line.
99 ABX, seventh day program, and we're listening to Spirit, the best of Spirit. Side one is 1984, Mechanical World, Nature's Way, Animal Zoo, and the final cut, of course, Fresh Garbage, Spirit. I'm just trying to look at this cover here. I think Jay Ferguson is in this particular thing here. Ed Cassidy, Jim Locke, and John and Al Scaly. I guess not. I know Jay Ferguson was in Spirit at one time, and unfortunately they don't give him any credit on this album, so I can't really tell you what songs he was on and what songs he wasn't on. Maybe we can come up with something after Side 2. Let's get to it. Side 2, the very best of Spirit from the band Spirit on ABX. ABX and the seventh day program this evening with the best of spirits. Side two, I Got a Line on You, Prelude, Nothing to Hide, Uncle Jack, Morning Will Come, Dark Eyed Woman, and the last cut, Mr. Skin. Randy California and Jay Ferguson, along with a few other people there in Spirit. And I really wasn't able to dig anything up on how long Jay Ferguson was in the band or anything, but he did write Mr. Skin, co-wrote Dark Eyed Woman. He wrote Uncle Jack on this album, also co-wrote Mechanical World, and he wrote Fresh Garbage and Animal Zoo. So quite a few of the big songs from Spirit were either written or co-written by Jay Ferguson. The band Spirit on the seventh day program. Up next, the vinyl album this evening, a double live set from the Kinks. It's entitled One for the Road. And this is Side 1 from ABX, the seventh day program. Don't care.
Once again, our sincere thanks to the Beatles.
And our sincere thanks go to the Beatles for over 50 appearances on BBC radio shows.
The Beatles at the Beeb was brought to you by Datsun, who proudly present the all-new Nissan Sentra. Once you test drive the new Nissan Sentra, you'll know why you need this car. Also by Budweiser. For all you do, this Bud's for you. And by Honda Motorcycles. Honda, follow the leader.
In the Beatles at the Beeb, you heard the reminiscences of Peter Pilbeam, Terry Hannabury, Bernie Andrews and Brian Matthew. The Beatles at the Beeb was written by Kevin Howlett and produced by Kevin Howlett and Jeff Griffin. This is Andy Peebles in London.
Thanks for listening tonight to WRIF's exclusive replaying of Beatles at the Beeb. Now, if you have any comments or questions about this historic broadcast, please write us here at WRIF, Box 789, Southfield, Michigan, 48037. A little bit past 11 o'clock, you're listening to 101 FM, WRIF Detroit. This is Karen Savelli with you on and off tonight, because at 11:30 we'll go into Rockline. I'll play some tunes for you now and then get into the cafe after Rockline this evening. All right, to begin right now, though, I have a riff rarity for you on the long player LP from The Faces. They do a great live version of McCartney's Maybe I'm Amazed, and we have dug up the rare studio version for you. It's on Riff Rarities tonight. Don't forget, we now begin to do at least five tunes in a row without commercial interruption, at least until Rockline. So here we go. Tonight's rarity on Riff.
To honor.